תחת קרן פרט הזיים מישהו בבית וצלם שואב משייחסום ביקנה That particular are made out of wood. At what point is it considered a finished kli? And is makabel tuma. The kli is only makabel tuma when it's finished. When you finish off the edges and you trim off any protruding pieces of wood, at that point is considered a finished kli and is makabel tuma. Bishal tomorrow, apa pishlo kineid nibifnin, tamei shakim makayim. And a basket that's made out of palm branches is considered a finished kli, even though you did not trim any protruding pieces on the inside, as this basket would be kept in that way, meaning to say that it could be used even though it was only trimmed from the outside, not from the inside, so therefore at that point, it would be makabel tuma. Kalkola mishayachson biyikanev, biyigmor is atzuya. A kalkola is a basket that is hung with a rope. At what point is it finished and is makabel tuma? When you finish off the edges, and you trim off any protruding pieces, and you finish putting on the strap that it is hung with, at that point, it's considered finished and is makabel tuma. Beit ha-legigin u-beit ha-kosos. Afo pishul u-kineid mibifnim tamei shekem mekayim. A jar holder and a cup holder. Even though you did not trim it from the inside, you didn't cut down any protruding piece on the inside, it's makabel tuma, as it would be kept in that way. It could be used, even though there are pieces protruding on the inside. Sachas kelem tari tazayim mishnu gimach. Anunim ha-ktanim ba-kosos v'shiyachzayim v'yikanim. Kanunim ha-ktanim are small baskets made out of palm branches. It's woven out of palm branches. And it's used to seed kidney oats, beans, and peas. Kosos are small boxes. When is it considered a finished kli? That it would be makabel tuma, the Mishnah tells us, when you finish off the edges and you cut off any protruding pieces, at that point it's a finished product and will be makabel tuma. Hakanunim ha-gdolim ba-sugin ha-gdolim mishiyasa beis durim l'rachov shalahem. The larger baskets made out of the palm branches and large boxes, at what point is it considered a finished kli? As these kelim are woven, they're woven out of palm branches, and first the bottom is woven, and after that you start weaving the sides, and the sides are woven in spirals. So the Mishnah tells us, when you weave two spirals of the side, at that point it's considered a finished kli and would be makabel tuma, even though you didn't finish the sides, but since these kelim are very wide, once you have woven two spirals of the sides, it is now a kli that could be used, so therefore it's considered a finished product, even though you still want to make the sides higher. Yam nafo ukvaro bekaf shom eznaya, mishiyasa do echad l'rachav shalahem. The yam nafo ukvar are two different types of seeds. The kaf shom eznaya is a tray of a scale. These are also woven, and the bottom is woven, and after that the sides are woven in spirals. So the Mishnah tells us, when are they considered a finished product in our makabel tuma? When you weave one spiral of the side, at that point it could be used. So therefore, even though you really want to weave more of the sides, it's makabel tuma as soon as you weave one spiral. Hakupa mishiyasa beis spiros l'rachov shalah. A box that is also woven, and the bottom is woven and the sides are woven in circles. At what point is it considered a finished product? When you encircle the sides two times, when you weave two circles of the sides, at that point it could be used and it's considered a finished product. V'ha'arak mishiyasa beis spiros achas. An arak is also a woven basket, but it's shaped a little bit different than the other baskets. It's longer and narrower than the other basket. And at what point is it considered a finished product? When you encircle the sides one time, after the bottom is woven, and then you start weaving the sides in circles, as soon as you encircle it one time, it's considered a finished product. At that point, it could be used, so therefore it's considered a kli and it's makabel.